Hello, everyone. I'm PCT Senior News Editor Brad Harbison, and joining me for our podcast today is Daniel Restuccia, the Northeast Division Technical Services Manager for Orkin. And today we're going to chat with Daniel about a pest that's been in the news a lot lately, and that's ticks. Ticks grab a lot of headlines because they can transmit disease. And tick control has also been a growth segment for many PCOs who've either recently added this service offering or are more aggressively marketing their tick control services. So Danielle, there's three main tick species in the U.S., the black-legged, the American dog tick, and the Lone Star tick. Can you talk a little bit about them? Where do Orkin service professionals typically find each of these species?
Right. So the three main species, the black-legged or deer ticks, American dog ticks, and Lone Star ticks, are Orkin pros. Typically, we're finding them east of the Mississippi River and basically across the whole north to south range of that. Deer ticks have been encountered across the U.S. The largest populations are found in New England and the upper mid-Atlantic states, and they're most commonly found in deciduous forests and grasslands or shrub areas bordering those deciduous forests. They are highly dependent on moisture. They'll be found in the leaf litter and dense vegetation. American dog ticks are, again, mostly east of the Rocky Mountains. There are some populations in coastal California. These ticks are most commonly found in grasslands with little to no tree cover or on forested edges of grasslands. These will also quest along the edges of paths or trails in parks and nature type areas. And the Lone Star tick, again, east of the Rocky Mountains, it is expanding northwards. They have now been found in Maine and most of New England as well. They're most commonly found in very dense wooded areas with a lot of undergrowth, and they're typically found most commonly near animal resting places.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of these tick species maybe expanding their range a little bit. Why might that be? And is climate change one of those factors that might factor into them expanding their range?
Yeah, absolutely. Climate change definitely is. We've seen this with the Lone Star tick in particular. Historically, their range stopped around Virginia, kind of into the mid-Atlantic region a little bit. But within the past few decades, they've expanded northwards to New York and New England. They hadn't been found in Maine before like 10 years or so ago. So with the climate change and a lot of tourists and moving kind of from the south to the north, bringing pets and animals with them, they can transport, ticks can be transported in that way. But the climate change is also affecting how long throughout the year that we're seeing ticks active as well. With warmer winters, you know, they'll be active longer through the fall and earlier in the spring as well. As long as there's open ground and the sunlight coming through can cause microclimates to be about 40 to 50 degrees, ticks may come out and begin questing.
Interesting. And talking a little bit about training, I know that's an area it's really important to you. Can you share with us a little bit about what Orkin does in the way of training service professionals about ticks that you think has been effective?
Yeah, absolutely. So all of our new Orkin pros, when they're hired, they go through our e-learning. So we have multiple curricula that talk about ticks, biology, how to treat properly for them. And then we also do a yearly refresher training on ticks as well when we go into the season. So this also typically includes the common species, the diseases associated with each, and along with the treatment options and protocols, if anything has changed over the last year.
Yeah, and that kind of leads me into the next area I was interested in. Can you tell me what all is involved in Orkin's tick control services and how these protocols have worked for Orkin?
Yeah, absolutely. We do a multifaceted approach. So we use IPM for ticks, just like we use IPM for any other pest as well. It's just tailored a little differently because obviously ticks are a little different than, you know, your regular pests. But so we start with an inspection. We look for suitable areas where they may be found in the environment surrounding homes. We look for evidence of pests or wildlife which may harbor ticks. So things like if they're in a field, so we look for if there's evidence of deer activity, squirrels, mice, if there's rodent activity, things like that. We also double check for any complicating factors such as sensitive areas that we're going to need to avoid during treatment. So depending on what kind of an area that property borders up to, or if they've got like a pond or a lake or a stream or anything like that, food plants, and making sure that we're not over treating where there may be pollinators present as well.
And as far as the service professional interacting with customers, obviously that's an important part of the job when it comes to tick control. What are some of the questions that service professionals should be asking customers, homeowners about their property when it comes to ticks?
So they should definitely be interviewing the customer when they get out there and see if they've seen any ticks on themselves or on their pets, where they feel like they encountered those ticks. Because if you take your dog for a walk in the park and then you bring it home and you've got a tick, you didn't necessarily get that from your yard. But if you were just outside with your kids and you come inside and there's ticks, you know, where was the swing set over near the forested area, or where were you when you encountered the ticks? Asking what type of wildlife they may have through their yard as well. And asking just various questions like that, and making sure that they don't have any of those complicating factors like we talked about, the home gardens or pollinator gardens, flowering plants.
And kind of on that subject of interacting with customers, what is the service professional's role in educating customers about ticks and diseases?
So knowing what ticks are in the area is key to be able to talk to your customer in an educated manner about what diseases may be present. So ticks can transmit diseases to humans and pets, and it's important to, you know, protect yourself and your family and your pets from ticks. So knowing what ticks are most likely to be found, or if the customer does have a tick sample that they want to show, and so we can identify that, we can speak more coherently to what diseases may be found in the area.
And would you say that tick services is a growth segment? Is it more in demand for Orkin, and do you anticipate it being more so in the future?
Absolutely. Insect and tick-borne diseases are constantly in the news, so they've been getting a lot of attention recently. We've seen increased warm days and increased activity throughout the year more and more. And so more and more people will know or will be affected by ticks, will know someone who has been affected by ticks or will be affected by ticks and tick-borne diseases themselves.
And what does Orkin do to promote its tick services in terms of advertising and marketing its tick services that you think has been effective?
We bring it to everyone's attention going into season. We market it. We do our marketing emails to our current customers that don't have tick services. We'll send out an email going into the season to be like, hey, you know, protect your family from ticks. We can help you with that. Some of our customers may not know that we offer it, but having that just like a little bump and say, hey, we can take care of this for you so that you can feel more protected in your backyard.
Well, Danielle, that's all I had for you, but thanks for joining me and sharing some of your experiences and Orkin's experiences with tick control services.
Yeah, it's not a problem. I'm happy to be here.
Great. And to our listeners, thanks for everyone for joining us today, and have a great day.